Bob Colt of Colt Communications. He's the spokesperson for Lansing's Capital Region International Airport. Happy New Year, Bob. How are you?
Good. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Wanted to get your take on what may happen and may not happen with the Lansing Capital Region International Airport due to a court ruling. I saw online that it could impact some Lansing to Washington, D.C. flights. Tell us about this story.
Well, thanks for asking. The simple answer is we don't know what the answer is. The appeals court ruled that a slot, and because planes and airlines are kind of slotted into Washington, D.C. Reagan National, because of a slot that the Department of Transportation had awarded to Sun Country, was actually part of a bankruptcy of another airline, that they awarded the slot to Sun Country. Sun Country started service from Lansing via Minneapolis. It's been enormously successful. It's been in court for years because the bankrupt airline essentially said, that's an asset and is ours. And yesterday the court issued an opinion that in some way agreed with them.
So the Department of Transportation has some time to respond. Have you heard if they're going to appeal this?
Those talks are going on right now between Sun Country and the DOT, and they'll know first. Hopefully, something else will happen. You know, the Department of Transportation could do a number of things. One of the things, worst-case scenario, is to stop service and pull the slot, but they could also issue another slot or flight permit for Sun Country. The great news is the service works. Since they started in April of last year, more than 47,000 people have flown on that, what is Minneapolis to Lansing to nonstop to Washington, D.C. flight. 67% load factor. It's just been huge. It's been terrific for the airport. The big Sun Country jets come in, and people like the flight. It's nonstop from Lansing. And then when it goes back to Minneapolis, it has great connections to a lot of West Coast destinations, including Las Vegas and Los Angeles and a number of places. So Sun Country has been very very good, happy with the service, and they want that to continue.
Well, Bob, I would imagine this is important so our state legislators, people from our colleges and universities can get into D.C., but business, too. We got to keep this here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think when you take a look at the impact of the business, once we got the news, we did an economic impact. Now, sit down for this. We estimated that the economic impact since Sun Country started this service was $79 million to this region. And you can literally take each passenger and give them a value. Someone spending money in the market, coming in for business, doing whatever they're doing as they're traveling, they spend money and attract money. And totally, you add it all up, that's a huge effect on Lansing and certainly could have an effect if the service goes away.
All right, so we're just going to have to sit and wait.
Yep, yep, that's what we have, the situation we're in right now, and you ask a good question, what happens next, and we don't know.
All right, and I probably should let our listeners know that Sun Country is an advertiser here on this program, but more importantly than that, Bob, the more flights that we have in and out of Lansing, the more cosmopolitan that makes us, the more that helps us grow, and the more money it brings into the region. So we got to keep as many of these flights as possible.
Yeah, and people like to fly Sun Country, and they still fly nonstop to Orlando and the Dominican Republic and Cancun and Jamaica. All of those are Sun Country flights nonstop from Lansing. So, you know, if you go online and check suncountry.com, you can check all the destinations and connections. It is a real economic boost for the region.
All right, Bob, before I let you go, I just want to get your take on something that occurred last week. It was actually a story that happened in late December. And the rhetoric between Senator Rick Jones and Kelly Rossman McKinney, who is part owner of a PR firm, was pretty heated. But what some of the words used, were deemed inappropriate by Senator Rick Jones, the word prostitute and hooker and the innuendos of that. When you see that kind of stuff, not only from a personal perspective, but maybe from a damage control perspective, what do you think?
Well, let me ask you what you think, Tony. I am interested. When your children call each other names, you know, one of your kids says...
I'm all over it. I'm all over it. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, hey, you're a poopy face or whatever it would be. I mean, it's action that requires people to say, hey, let's grow up and let's stop. And I think the best thing that could have happened in any scenario was that that sort of exchange stopped. Unfortunately, it didn't. It continued for a while. And so what do I have to say about that? I think I don't want to say anything more, but... That sort of language and suggestion of people's actions has no place in politics.
You know, my first reaction when I first heard it, I thought about my own wife, and my initial response would be I'd want to knock that guy out, but obviously we can't do that. But what happened to decorum and agreeing to disagree?
Well, you know, yeah, really, not only that, you can have different opinions, but let's be nice to each other. Let's just be nice. I mean, yeah, you can disagree, but you can disagree nicely. And it's unfortunate. Apparently, they've talked. There's more to the story than has been reported. I guess between you and I and your audience, I don't care. I don't think it's good. I don't think it's good for the profession, and I hope it changes.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, you too.